Right, I want to talk about this. This is really interesting. The Lord opened this up to me. And then the prophet Isaiah begins to break down the words and the judgments and why he's going to cut off. First, I'm going to jump through this kind of quickly because there's a lot here. I want to get through to chapter 11. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that the way they say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. I, therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and join his enemies together. And the Syrians before and the Philistines times behind. And they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turn not to him that smite them. Neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head. And the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. Do you hear that? The ancient and the honorable. How many ancient and honorable are left here? In this nation gathered out of all the nations. The United States. They are not. They're slated for murder. By those who lead. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall he have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hands stretched out still. For wickedness burns as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up with the lifting up of smoke, through the wrath of the Lord of hosts. And the land is darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand, and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left, and they shall not be satisfied. For they shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. It's cannibalism, my friends. Manasseh and Ephraim together shall be against Judah. For all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. So it would be brother against brother, tribes against tribes. Seriously. Chapter 10. This is red letter. Woe to them. This is the Lord speaking. That decree unrighteousness. They decree unrighteous decrees. What's an unrighteous decree? One that does not have the counsel of God. It's out of their own flesh. And that right grievousness, which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor and my people and the widows, may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless? And what will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolations which shall come forth from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? So he's talking to this nation. And what will you do in the day of visitation? What are you going to do? Without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff is in their hand is my indignation. Okay, for I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. However, he means not to, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off the nations, not a few. Okay, this is in God's heart. This is really interesting now, because you're going to see where this is going to go. Here the Lord is speaking why he's going to bring judgment and who he's going to bring it to. Because they've had unrighteous decrees, because they've robbed the widow, and they've not given the rights to the poor. Okay, oh, but these are all the nations. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord has performed his whole work, okay, we're going to get to the whole work here. This is the world. He's laying it out. Upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he says, by the strength of my hand, I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasuries, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. And my hand has found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. Shall the axe boast itself against him that hews wherewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shakes it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for fire, and the Holy One for flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. And it shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. Both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer faints, and the rest of the trees of the forest shall be few, that a child may write with them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. In truth, the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consummation decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwell in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite you with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against you, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Horeb. And as the rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and the yoke from across your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing, because the anointed one is coming to bring judgment, to establish his kingdom through judgment. He is coming to Ayath. Ayath. He has passed to Migron and Michmash, and he has laid up his earrings. They are gone over the passage. They have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up your voice, O daughter of Galim. Cause it to be heard to the land. Ish, to the heard to Laish, O poor Anathoth. Madmenah is removed. The inhabitants of Gibeon gathered themselves to flee. And yet shall be remaining at Nob that day. He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled, and he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. Praise his name.